I'm going to call to order the 24th of February 2015 Catuit Fire District Bylaws Committee. First item on the agenda is election of a committee chairperson.
Nominate Fran.
Fran declines.
I nominate Mimi.
I second it.
I am willing to serve again on the basis that we did so much work last year that I think it would be much easier this year because I do have surgery coming up and family situations. So in a guarded way, I guess I will say I will serve again if that's your pleasure.
It is.
It pleases me.
Do you need to take a vote on that?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. Fran has made a short agenda for us in line with her being on the Prudential Committee. It's what Laurie did last year. We need also to elect a clerk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the table. Who would like to be making a motion to appoint somebody?
I have to leave at a certain date. I'm here.
I'll be the clerk.
You'll be clerk?
I'll be clerk. All right. A motion has been made. Who made the motion?
Nobody.
I make the motion to Fran Clark to be clerk.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Good. Thank you. Well, we do have some business to do, as you saw from what I sent you as a prep on regarding last year's bylaws. Do you have that with you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
I emailed that to you.
Mm-hmm. I do. That's a lot of things.
Yes, it is. It is. So if we can turn to Section 2, Article 2, Section 5A, page 3. This is a housekeeping matter, but it needs to be cleaned up. And if you read what I wrote you, mm-hmm. when the new version of the bylaws was printed, it did not carry an amendment that we made last May, and it was one sentence that was inadvertently left out. So on the floor last May, we passed it as an amendment to our amendment. So that's why it should now be in there as a housekeeping thing. It was already voted on at the annual meeting. So that's one very easy insertion. And the other one, is Article 2, while we're right there, you see, Section 5 was renumbered last year because it had so many different points. So there's Section 5A, and that's where the sentence has to be inserted, mm-hmm. about the polls being open. And then I'm suggesting, just again as a housekeeping detail, to make the next paragraph Section 5B, not just B, but Section 5B. So that's just a matter of cleaning that up. Now, I do have a procedural question about how we do this now to get these corrected and then redistributed to everybody with these two corrections, two housekeeping items.
Redistributed everybody. Who's including everybody?
By that I mean all the elected officials, all three boards. They're to have this anyway. It's sort of their Bible,
right,
in a sense. So certainly copies should go to all of them, and I think to all of us as the Bylaws Committee.
I can let Charlie know about the corrections.
Okay.
And then he can send it out to the other committee members, and then I can forward the copy I get on to the members of this committee.
All right. Well, that seems very reasonable, sensible. And then in Article 2, Section 6, it's just a matter of adding an S. It may be a typo, but it's still, it needs to be fixed. It's in Section 6, the fourth line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Websites.
Website. Site should be sites, plural, mm-hmm. because it's referring to the town's website and the district. So that's another one to clean up. And moving on, we have some new amendments to re-vote, actually, which we voted last year in January, but they were not on a warrant. So I'm going to suggest we re-vote them just for the sake of everything being proper, so that we then forward our recommendation, if these pass, to be considered in May. So Article 11, Section 3, it's a very, very simple thing, but again, it needs to be cleaned up. So do you have it in front of you now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
Section 3. We voted in January to strike the words "and committees." And so therefore, the first sentence would read, "All boards and departments shall prepare their annual budgets."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, because it doesn't really apply to committees, mm-hmm. the committees don't have budgets. So it's just a very simple clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a motion?
Make the changes written in.
All right, I'm sorry if we cut off discussion. Did anybody want to question it?
No.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of this amendment?
Aye.
Aye. And the next one is Article 11, Section. Article 11, Section 6. And again, we had agreed upon this last year. We're just re-agreeing and voting it officially. It's in line 6 where it says that the bylaws committee shall be composed of one member of the prudential committee, and the words we're looking at deleting are "who shall act as chairman," because it's not an automatic thing that this.
Yeah.
Prudential person be the chair. So we would strike "who shall serve as chairman." And then two lines below about the two members who are appointed by the moderator. We had decided last year that we would say two at-large members, and then we also added
From the district.
Yeah. So it makes it very clear that the two at-large members from the district, comma, who shall be appointed, etc. So, is there discussion on this?
No.
Would someone please make a motion that we accept this?
I make a motion that in Article 11, Section 3, first line, we delete "and committees." And in Section 6, on line 6, we delete "who shall act as chairman."
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And you didn't include the two at-large members.
I make a motion that
take back my second then.
I'll just make another motion.
You can amend the amendment, or your motion, amend the motion.
I'd amend the motion to say in Section 6, line 8, two members at large from the district, comma.
Any discussion? Is there a motion to accept these words as well?
So moved.
Sorry, I just want to make sure we're doing this right. We're replacing the words two members with...
No. And two members...
Two at-large members. In other words, we're two of us on this committee are appointed by the moderator.
And I just want to make sure if I'm reading this right. In line 8, to change two members in quotations to two members at-large from the district. So we're replacing the two members with the others.
Yes.
Okay.
Two at-large members
from
the
district.
So removing, okay. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is there a second on that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Now, those are the things that I had alerted you to remind you that what we had not done before. So are there any other amendments that anyone wishes to propose? Fran?
Article 5 under the Prudential Committee, Section 6. No later than February 1st of each year, the Prudential Committee, in cooperation with Water and Fire Commissioners, shall prepare a report for the clerk on the status of all articles passed at previous annual meetings of the district, and the same shall be posted in the Catuit Post Office no later than said date. Nobody does this. Nobody has done this. And I think that, and I know Mrs. Sally agrees, that what's appropriate is to have the chairs of both Water and Fire come before the Prudential Committee and give a verbal report. But I don't think a written report is necessary, and certainly not a written report on every single article that was passed. You know, what are you going to say about the budgets for personnel and, you know, and then have it posted at the post office. Right now there's something down there posted by the Water Department that's several pages, but you can only see one page. I think the time for posting things at the post office has passed. I think it's readily available to anybody who wants to. They can go to the library and read it at the library. I'd be perfectly willing to have paper copies left at the library in a booklet if people want to read them. But I think, you know, posting them in a little, whatever house size that box set is at the post office is not, you know, necessary.
Right. So this is happening routinely. By February 1st, all these reports are being...
No, they aren't being done. They've never been done. Pardon me, but it is true. I know exactly when one was done, and the only person I know that did one, and it was extremely brief, was Mr. King Lowe. Other than that... It's not. Lori has no memory of it being done. Certainly has never been done since Charlie's been our clerk. And I don't think it's necessary, you know. We get monthly financial reports. We can see how they're spending the money. And I think if you want to have people come mid-year and report, that's fine. But I don't think that, it's just a make work for something, for somebody to do. And I don't see any purpose that it serves unless it is, like, distributed to every member of the district. Other than that, it's, you know, it's just a waste of time.
Well, I may have missed something here. So the various boards do or do not come before you with a report. Do they come at all before February 1st each year?
No. And they only came this year because I asked.
Mm-hmm.
But
and the intent of this section was to just keep everybody
informed.
Right.
And Mrs. Hadley, you know, clearly says that the intent was just for a verbal report. There was never... She doesn't know how this or when this got into the bylaws, but there was never any intention of posting all of this information at the post office.
Well, is it working properly now? That is, you said you get monthly reports.
And yes, we
you
get.
You Prudential get monthly reports.
Monthly financial reports, financial yes, reports. From the treasurer, so we can see exactly what's being spent where.
How do you feel as a commissioner?
Well, I know that I brought this up to the water commissioners last year, and the chairperson goes, if that's what we're going to do, we can do it. It's not, didn't seem like it's a burden, but it didn't go on a calendar anywhere as something that needed to be done. And I could tell you, we got caught up with all the business that we're doing, and it just slipped right by. I'm pretty sure that in our work in putting together the budget, we're going to come before the Prudential
right.
and make a report for this year's budget, and that should be a pretty thorough report on what we've done this year
mm-hmm.
and what we're proposing for next year.
And Brenda, how do you feel?
Well, I feel pretty much the same. The fire commissioners are going to prepare a report for the Prudential Committee, and it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to have something, as Fran said, down at the post office behind a glass enclosure that you can't read. It's just a lot of work for extra work for someone, and reports are available. But I believe that I believe that each committee will be reporting before the Prudential Committee.
I would like to say something about the posting stuff at the post office. I understand with the internet and everything now and the websites how accessible all our information is. But I do remember last year an individual made a very passionate plea to have the information put at the post office, even though it was available at the library. And I just don't want that to be ignored as someone who thinks it's important. Just that we're conscious of there is at least one person that would love to have it there. And I'm not going to say any names, just I know someone thought it was important.
Right.
Well, how can they read the other pages of it?
I don't think it really makes a difference. They just want to have it
there. I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. But well, it's a lot of extra work.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see a one-page briefing, and I think that's nice, and I would like to see that continue at the post office, but multi-pages of something that you can't read just doesn't make much sense to me.
No. Well, the posting of meetings, that's one thing, and that's standard. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about actual reports that would be required. And again, a practical thing, you know, if you can't read them, then it's. But going beyond that, and I know I'm so tired of hearing myself say I used to be a water commissioner. I'm sure you're sick of it.
No,
but, I'm thinking, remembering the workload, and it's heavy at all times, sometimes more than others, with all the commissions. But I can appreciate as a former person that this is one more thing, but I'm just asking the question: are you satisfied, Prudential, that if you see something that doesn't look like it's going the way it should, in other words, if you see the monthly reports and there's something there that jumps out at you and it looks as though, wait a minute, we need to know more about this. I suppose that does happen.
Yep.
And then you would take it upon yourselves to make sure those people come in and report to you.
Not necessarily. Well, pretty much the first thing we do is just, you know, I'll go ask whoever, you know, like mm-hmm. the fire chief about something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily have to come in front of the full board. But, you know, in terms of, I mean, there's really not much that we can do because most of it is budgeted, you know, it's salaries and mm-hmm. and insurance and you know, building maintenance and truck maintenance and things like that.
Right.
You know, there's
and personnel matters and
we're not privy to that anyway. No.
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, when stuff does become public, it is put on the website. Like we had a couple of hirings of operators in the water department, and then one person left, and they re-advertised and hired the person. That stuff is put on the website. It's part of our minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that there is things like that.
So what you're proposing is that we simply rescind Section 6. Is that what you're saying?
No, not necessarily. I think it's perfectly, you know, perfectly fine to say that no later than February 1st, the water commissioners and fire commissioners come before the Prudential Committee to give a, you know, a mid-year report. I think, you know, that's fine. But I think requiring people to write it out is just redundant. And
so
it's, you know,
you're proposing just some different wording.
Some different
to
wording.
To delete the need for a report, a written report.
Yeah, written report. I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be taped. And, you know, it'll be part of the minutes of the Prudential Committee. So I just don't really see a need to, you know, yet create another report. It's just not necessary.
So do you have words that would carry out what you're talking about?
I would say that no later than February 1st of each year, the Water and Fire Commissioners will come before the Prudential Committee to give a mid-year report on the status of warrant articles passed at the previous annual meeting of the district.
Okay, I don't have every word of that, but can you
get it off the recording?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's have some discussion before there's a vote.
Well, I just made a note, you know, to bring back to my group that mid-year report to Prudential Committee by February 1st, and then another note to go to our secretary, Jen, to make sure it gets on the calendar. And if that's all we need to do, and we're reminded of it because we forget things, it won't be very hard to do.
Okay. Would you read those words one more time for him?
Actually, can I change something? Instead of saying no later than February 1st, I think probably at the, you know, it'd be more appropriate to say at the January meeting of the Prudential Committee.
Okay.
The Water and Fire Commissioners will present a verbal report on the status of all articles passed at the previous annual meeting of the district. Period.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. And Fran, would you be sure that this wording gets into the proper?
I will.
Are there any other further issues that you want to bring up? No? No? You look not pregnant, but I mean, you look like you want to say something. Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Okay,
no.
All right.
Is there anyone who wants to say anything?
Well, we're going to have public comment. We always, now that's our modus operandi, shall we say. So we have one member of the public.
Excuse me. And you need to turn it on, please. Button on the top.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I'm glad that you addressed that article. I had some concern over it because it didn't happen the way I'd like to see it happen this year. I'm in favor of the correction, so that's why I came today. The only question I would have is if Fran could contact the fire commissioners and ask them when they come to the next meeting to present their budget that they bring their report addressing all the articles from the past meeting so that at least it would be handled for this year. The water department did come to the meeting and do a nice job. I just, the articles weren't addressed by the fire commissioners.
The only, you know, I don't think we need to address all the articles because that includes budgets and personnel salary and things like that.
It would be nice, as a taxpayer, I would like that information. It is in the bylaws, and I don't see why they shouldn't present it. I want to know where they're at this point of the game, just so that they should have that information because they're preparing their budget.
They do, and they reported on it at the last fire commissioner's meeting.
No, they did not.
Yes, they did.
I listened to the minutes, and they did not give exact numbers.
I was at the last fire commissioner meeting, and we in fact did bring that forward. Okay, thank you. Is there any other business? Is there any other business today? Well, this is really super.
The corrections that were made to the bylaws never made it on the website. The old bylaws are still on the website, so if we could get those back on, I'd appreciate it.
Exactly. That'll be part of the cleanup we talked about. Yeah, good idea. Anything else?
I'm trying to get ready to push the button.
Oh, okay.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, but we had six. You know what? I thought we had five last year. We had six when we did. But part of it, you know, part of the time was taken up with the citizen handbook, which was not our purview. But we talked about it because we were hoping to get more people knowledgeable about what's fire district, etc.
So
I could say just two words about that before we break up.
Okay.
All right. It's not my loss.
She's really good.
Yeah. He's going away at the end of March.
Where's he going?
Yeah.
I don't
want to
run into him.
One quick thing, and then you're out the door. This is not bylaws, and it wasn't last year when we as a group were talking about how to get the